All right. I kind of feel like we're almost back in the division here. This Houston team's a team that we've had a lot of experience with, and I saw them a few weeks ago in West Virginia. Still have a lot of preparation to do. A lot of things have changed since that game, for both teams. But obviously, coach and the coaching staff, Billy and his staff, that I have a lot of respect for. Took a 2-14 team, and had 3 good years and been in the playoffs, won the division the last couple of years, won a playoff game last year. So, I think he's done a really, really solid job. I have a lot of respect for the coaching staff and those players, and we had great work with them down in West Virginia, so you could really see up close how talented they are and how competitive they are. So we're gonna have to do a good job in a lot of areas. Offensively, have great depth at the running back position. Watson's given them an element and a dimension offensively that's very dangerous, of course. Good skill players at receiver, run the ball well. And defensively, still a top defense. And a good specialist in the kicking game, explosive player in Irvin in the return game. And two strong leg kickers, good coverage units. Big physical guys, well coached. So I have a lot to get ready for here. Different style of team than we've played the last couple of weeks. So we need to do a good job of making that adjustment and getting a lot of things on our end corrected. Regardless of who we play, we just need to do some things better than we've been doing them. So hopefully we can address that and improve it.
You guys weren't getting real deep into scheme when you were practicing against the Texans down in West Virginia, but did it give you a little bit of a head start in terms of getting a sense for what some of their newer players can do, some of the rookies, Foreman, Watson, obviously, some of those guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think we saw quite a bit of those guys. What I've seen from them hasn't been any big surprise. I saw Foreman. We've all seen Watson. They're doing things that we've seen them do in college, and saw them doing preseason. We saw it in our preseason game. Whether they practiced against them or not, we saw them in the game. So, they have some good young players that they've added to the team. Cunningham is another guy that's getting quite a bit of playing time for him. So,
Bill, what unique qualities did O'Brien bring to your coaching staff when he was here?
Yeah, well, he did a great job for us, but, that's really – that was another day, so I don't really care about 2009, 2010 anymore. But Billy's a great coach. I have a lot of respect for him. Works hard. Has a very good understanding of the overall game. Manages the game well, offense, defense, special teams. Knows how to win.
How's your relationship with him evolved from, having him be on your coaching staff to being someone that you compete against?
Yeah, great. Other than this week, both trying to beat each other this week, but other than that, a great, great deal of respect and fondness for Billy and his family. Certainly a great appreciation for what he did for me and for this team when he was here.
It's one of the more talented pass rushing groups you'll face this year.
Also,
when you face a group like this, I guess how important is communication on the offensive line to just protect and talk?
Yeah, it's important. I don't think it's a huge mystery of where they're going to be. They move them around, but they are who they are. This isn't a big mystery. They're good. Blocking them is, I think, a lot harder than finding them.
Is the unique challenge with them, Bill, just the sheer number of talented guys that they have? What is it about the Texans pass rush in particular?
Yeah, they're good. They can power rush. They can speed rush. Good counters. They run games well. Good technique players. They're well coached. Mike does enough things to keep you off balance. It's not, I'm not looking out there and saying, well, we've never seen this before, but some three-man rush, there's some four-man rush, there's some five-man rush, there's a lot of straight rush, there's power rush, there's games, multiple games. And you're never sure exactly which one of those things you're going to get. And when you start mixing them together, you don't end up with the same thing, repeatedly. So it's always something else, different type of rush, different type of coverage. Maybe players aligned in different positions, even though it might be the same players, but just, different matchups. So, yeah, they create a lot of problems.
Bill, is this a week that you would reconnect with Coach Saban to maybe compare notes about Watson?
I don't know.
As a Dietrich-wise, done a good job trying to earn your trust, maybe earn your respect since he's gotten here?
Yeah, I mean, Dietrich's, he's coming along like most guys are in their first year. He's got a long way to go. There's a lot of things he needs to work on. But he's making progress. If he keeps working hard, keeps improving, work on the things that he needs to work on, then he'll get better. Maybe he'll be able to help us more.
I think we probably asked you this already, but when he was coming out of college, what qualities, what positive qualities stood out to you and your staff in terms of him?
He's a productive player and a great conference. I mean, he played against a lot of good players. Played well.
How does a guy like that, obviously there were weaknesses to his game too, but how does a guy like that end up, in the fourth round where you found him? What kind of goes into evaluating that?
Yeah, I don't know. You have to ask the other 31 teams, I'm not sure.
I've heard you mention in the past, it's obviously the NFL, this isn't college. How is it that you're preparing for Deshaun Watson? How specifically? For a quarterback like that, considering that you've faced different offenses the last 2 weeks?
I mean, it's not the first time we ever played against a scrambling quarterback.
For Deshaun specifically, though?
Well, I mean, we practiced against him 3 weeks ago. So, I mean, look, you got to defend the whole offense. You can't defend one guy or stop one guy on defense. So, the skills of those individuals, and you take those into consideration. You have to also take into consideration the overall scheme and what they're doing and what your assignments are on, in this case, different defenses or different calls that we have.
What challenges does he present?
Very athletic, throws the ball well. He's got a good arm. He's got a lot of poise.
Back in August, you said that Bill and Mike Vrabel probably know your calls. You might know their calls, but that's overrated. Why is it overrated?
Because there's times out there when we have trouble getting our own calls. I'm sure they have trouble getting their own calls. So let's start with that.
Unique of a player is J.J. Watt?
Yeah, I mean, the quickness that J.J. has and with the power that he has is a pretty rare combination. And on top of that, he's got great length and he's got a great motor. So, I mean, you're not talking about a 6'1 guy and you're not talking about a guy who takes plays off. You got to deal with his length, his power, his quickness on every single play, and that in itself is difficult. I mean, he just wears guys down with effort and toughness. Then when you take the skill that he has and combine it all together, it puts him at a very, you're talking about best defensive player in the league for more than 1 year. So he's got a lot going for him. And he's facing it every week. I mean, it's not like he's sneaking up on anybody. So, when you're playing him, he's going to get some extra attention. Every team knows where he is, and every team's, trying to make sure he doesn't ruin the game. Yet he's still very, very disruptive. He's a great player.
How would you, in the same vein, describe Merciless? He's a guy who has had some success against you guys in the past.
It's a success against everybody. Merciless is a really good football player. strong, fast, plays with great leverage, has length but plays with leverage, very fast off the edge, and explosive, not just speed, but he's got power, got good quickness, plays hard, good motor. I mean, he's seems like every time I watch him, he's gotten better. I mean, from, you know, each year to going back to our, you know, game in 15 and then last year in 16, then the playoff game, then training camp. He just continues to improve. And can tell from being down there with him, he works hard. He's very dedicated to improving his individual techniques and skills. And I think you can see, you know, he's a good player, but he's also a rising good player. He just continues to get better. It's very, very hard to block. And he's got, if you don't block him, he'll run you down. He's got really good pursuit and chase speed.
Coach, how would you react if one of your coaches came to you and asked you if it was a good idea to maybe manage Gronk in a preseason kind of way during the regular season where he didn't play every snap or every game so you could try to preserve his health for December and January?
You know, we try to do what's best for the team, what's best for each player every week. So it's that conversation goes on for all 53 players.
Bill, another guy up front for them is DJ Reader. Doesn't get a lot of attention, I guess, in our circles. But what kind of player has he become for the Texans, and how important is that position in the scheme of the defense?
Yeah, I'd say there's another guy that's really improved. You know, obviously very well coached. I think his fundamentals have improved over the last year and a half. You know, he was a little bit of a rotational player with Vince last year. Now he's a full-time player in his role. And techniques are much better. Looks like he's in better shape than what it looked like in college. You know, his effort's good. He's strong. He reacts well to blocking schemes. You know, he's got good quickness for whatever, 330, whatever he is, 325, whatever it happens to be. He's got obviously very good playing strength. But he's a good player. He's done a really good job for him. And it's another guy that just has gotten better and better from last year to the start of this year to even, I would say, from preseason into, you know, the first couple regular season games. So he's a tough guy to block in there.
When a team has changed quarterbacks since the last time you saw them, how does that affect how you go back and watch the film of that offense?
Yeah, well, no different than any other position. You look at the new player that's in there, and you look at what things are different and acknowledge those, and you look at what things are the same, and those things are the same. So, Fedorowicz is out. Watson's in. Edelman's out. I mean, you know, like every team goes through that. That's football, unfortunately. That happens in just about every team. So, deal with it every week.
Bill, will you throw Brady a bone
and
buy his book?
Yeah, you know, we see Tom every day. I don't really feel like I need to read a book.
But when you guys got Adam Butler as an undrafted free agent, did you envision him as someone who could play many different spots along the defensive line, or is this something that maybe surprised you when you first started working with him?
No. When Adam and I were at Vanderbilt and we met down there, it's one of the things that we talked about. I told him that was one of the reasons that we were interested in him was his versatility. And when he wasn't drafted, and we had a conversation on the phone about him signing here after the draft. We talked about that again, about how his versatility would be a big attribute for him in coming here if he could, you know, make that work, which I'd say he has to a degree. So, no, I think that's one of his strengths. He did it at Vanderbilt, and I saw that. And when we watched film, we went through his different roles in their defense, in regular and in sub. And I thought he explained them very well to me. He had a very good understanding of how he was playing when he was on the nose, on the guard, as a five technique in their 3-4 defense, and so forth. And how it changed and what he needed to do differently and how he would kind of adapt his technique or his read based on the different positions. And it was clear to me he had a very good understanding of that. And he's been able to do that here as well. Not perfectly by any means, but good and getting better. And that's been a big asset for him, is to be able to do different things for us and give us plays inside and outside and run situations and in pass situations and, you know, run games and so forth. And so, you know, we've given him a lot. He's been able to handle it. He's certainly not at the end. I mean, there's a lot of work he needs to do, but he's making progress in all those areas. But no, that's not really a surprise. I think that's exactly what you saw in Vanderbilt.
Is that a difficult type of player to find, the kind of undersized interior rusher who can kick outside?
Look, I would say good football players are hard to find. So if you find a good football player at any position, then I like them. I want them. I mean, so if they're good players, then we're interested in them, and I think they'll help us. So take them at any position. They're hard to find.
Has Alex Guerrero's role with the team grown in recent years, and what exactly, how does he contribute?
No.
No, too. His role hasn't grown.
No. Works at TV12.
Okay. He was on the sideline during the game. I just wondered whether he's working.
He works with some of our players.
Okay.
I think that's pretty well documented.
Mm-hmm.
He's not on our staff.
You mentioned a phone conversation with Adam Butler, and other undrafted free agents who've signed here have said in the recruitment process they might have talked to personnel people, not the head coach from other teams, but a big part of their decision was the fact that they talked to you. Now, how important has that been in involving yourself, that they hear from the head coach in that process, and has that always been the way that you've done it?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you'd have to ask the individual player that. You know, I know I've talked to other players, we all have, that have been in other teams, other organizations, and a lot of times the player will make comments along the lines of, you know, my coach wanted me to do this, but the coordinator wanted me to do that, or the coordinator wanted me to do this, and the head coach wanted me to do that, or personnel guy drafted me to do this, but the head coach wanted me to play this way or somewhere else. And so sometimes within an organization or within a team, between the head coach, the coordinator, the position coach, the personnel scout, director, GM, whoever, you know, whatever, sometimes whether that's in college or in the NFL, sometimes it's not a totally consistent message. One of the things I tell the players is that whatever message I'm giving you is that's the way it's going to be. That, you know, collectively as a staff and as the head coach, that we're going to all be on the same page, and whatever it is I'm telling you or whatever it is the position coach is telling you, that we've already talked about that and it's going to be consistent. And I think that if you have any questions about it, there's always somebody that can verify it, whether it be another player or another coach or another somebody that person knows, that that player knows, or is representatives or somebody that can verify that, yeah, that's the way it was in these other examples that we can usually cite based on our longevity. So, you know, I just believe in being honest with the player, and if it's not what he wants to hear, then that's okay. Then we're all both probably better off with a different decision. And I want to hear from the player how he really feels, not, you know, him trying to sell me something, because that doesn't really help us either. Guy tells you something and that's not really what it is, and then it doesn't work out. Well, that's sometimes part of why it doesn't work out. So I try to be as honest as I can with the player. Sometimes things change, and if that happens, I'll tell the player that, you know, this is what we brought you here for, this is what we want you to do, but look, here's the situation we're in now, and so, you know, we need for you to move and do something differently than what we talked about. And I would tell the player that, you know, that comes up from time to time, because that's, I'm not really being dishonest about that. That was my intent with the player, but because of circumstances, it may change, and I want to do what's best for the team. But most of the time, you know, I'm able to tell the guy pretty clearly what we envision him coming in as and what the opportunity will be, and then it'll be up to him to compete in that situation and make the most out of the opportunity. And if that's him doing it or somebody else doing it, I can't control that. I can't control performance. I can just control opportunity and situation, you know, to a degree, and then from there, then it's up to the player. So, but yeah, that's how I've always tried to do it.
Okay.
Thanks.